right. Welcome in. Welcome back to a This Is My Worst Nightmare edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. I'd appreciate that. Give the video a thumbs up upon its completion if you approve of the content. I appreciate that as well. Search bar on Twitter, Always Irish, or at JKCND4. Emails, alwaysirishnd at gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me, you could get me. Always Irish Radio, 312-900-8815. Here's the deal. Anybody who knows me personally or has been around my channel for any amount of time knows my deep hatred for all things Michigan football. It's pure, it's deep, it's true, and it's never going away. I despise everything about them and most of their fan base, if not every single one of them. I rip on them whenever I get a chance. I wear a t-shirt with this girl's face on it. That being said, when credit's due. Michigan physically beat the shit out of Ohio State, and they deserve to be commended for it. This is exactly what Michigan fans thought they were getting from Harbaugh all along. This exact setup. They came ready to play, got off to a good start, played more physical, all of it. All of it. It was exactly what all the Michigan people were envisioning all these years when they thought about what Harbaugh was going to bring to Michigan. This was it. 297 rushing yards for Michigan, 64 for Ohio State, 4 sacks, 8 tackles for a loss. Much more physical. Michigan dominated the game up front. They earned this one. I got to give them credit. As much as I hate it, I got to give them credit on this one. I'm a jerk. I'm a hater, but at least I'm fair. I was impressed by their play. They pushed Ohio State around all day. All day. Manhandled them up front. Just the way Ohio State's been doing to them all these other years. So, whether it was the right mix of players and coaches, message, everybody around the Michigan program finally just had enough taking all the shit that everybody throws on them about not winning this game. Whatever it was, it worked. It worked. So, as painful for it is for me to say, great weekend of football by Michigan. That's what that fan base has been drooling for, waiting to see. They got it. So, as much as I despise that, and listen, I don't like Ohio State either as a Notre Dame guy. Michigan beat the hell out of Ohio State, and it wasn't even a close match physically yesterday. So, I am a hater, but I am also fair. I got to give them credit. I don't want to, but I have to. Because it's the right thing to do, even though I hate it. Hate it. But it's the right thing to do. Here's my fear, though. My fear is that now Michigan isn't even going to play Wisconsin. They're going to play Iowa. If they win that game, if it situates out in the playoff, they play Cincinnati round one. With the way Michigan's playing on both lines, they might be able to just push and bully Cincinnati around. Guess what? Here's a title shot on a silver platter running through the traditional powers that are Iowa and Cincinnati to get there. That's my fear, is that this roadmap all shapes up for favorable matchups for Michigan. That is a lot for me to wrap my brain around. They're two games from a national title shot. I'm struggling to process it. But for as much crap as I've given Michigan over the years about Harbaugh and all this, I felt the right thing to do is come on here and give them credit because they physically beat the hell out of Ohio State and they deserve credit for it. So I still feel what I feel for them. Make no doubt about it, but I'm fair. Great game. That's exactly what everybody thought they were going to get out of Harbaugh. So we'll see how it's going to end up. But for this weekend, I hate it, but great job.